Democratic lawmakers from California and Ohio have introduced legislation to protect Americans' right to vote. Senator Alex Padilla of California and Congresswoman Joyce Beatty of Ohio unveiled the Voter Purge Protection Act in a virtual press conference Thursday. This comes after a lawsuit by the Department of Justice, or DOJ, against 8 states, including California, for not handing over state voter information to the federal government. Padilla calls the legislation vital in the face of what he describes as efforts by the Trump administration to rig the midterm elections.
Regardless of party, when the president of the United States is trying to dictate who can vote in the next election and who cannot, that is beyond worrisome. And it's clear that it's part of Donald Trump's desperate ploy to hold on to power by rigging next year's elections and trying to predetermine the majorities in the House and the Senate. So we're trying to prevent these purges. We're trying to protect voters, and in so doing, protect our fundamental democracy in the United States of America.
Congresswoman Beatty says that purging voter rolls is happening nationwide, including her state of Ohio. She says nearly 160,000 people were removed from the voters' roll in the state, many of them because they didn't vote in the past election. She calls these purges discriminatory, saying that the majority of those that have been or are at risk of being purged are registered in majority-minority counties.
So let me be clear. Voting is not use it or lose the right. Because too often these so-called voter purges have silenced voices, people of color, people of low income, communities, and even our seniors who have waited and fought for the right to vote.
Minnesota's Secretary of State, Steve Simon, says that his office created and maintained the statewide voter registration system, with each voter record in the state being verified individually and checked against data from state and federal partners. Simon says that the federal government is attempting to take control of that system and systems across the country. He says that the information the DOJ is asking for includes not just name and address, but also social security number, voting history, and party registration. Simon says all this information will be used to purge voter rolls, affecting the constitutional right to vote.
Eligible voters, let me repeat that, eligible voters could very well be taken off the voter registration list without any notification. Now, in the 32 states and territories without same-day voter registration, this could look very much like a longtime voter who is fully eligible to vote, showing up in their polling place on election day and being turned away. And I'll call that what that is. It is un-American and it is undemocratic.
Padilla and Beatty urge colleagues to support the Voter Purge Protection Act and say it was vital to announce it despite the government shutdown. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.